As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
We also told you yesterday that Joe Smith was going to join us live on the airwaves. If you were wondering why Joe was going to join us, well, the announcement this morning from Indiana University Athletics has shown us the next chapter in Joe's career with Indiana University. And Smitty, well, first of all, good afternoon. How are you? Thanks for making time for us today.
How you doing, my friend? And that was a nice race day forecast. And 109 years we've been doing this. Since 1949, I know you always ask me that every year.
Oh, and, I said 47 yesterday. Darn it, I got to write that down. 1949.
Yeah, 1949, and Sage Karam will take the checkered flag on Sunday. So there you go. So we got that out of the way.
Well, I got to write other this than down. That, 1949?
Other than that, how you been, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Indiana University puts out a press release today, and, well, you're going to celebrate a big one with Indiana University Athletics next year with your man, Don Fisher. And then, well, you can tell us what's happening next, my man. I know not everybody reads the internet. I know not everybody is into that. So let the folks know what's the exciting chapter that's coming up for Joe Smith.
Well, you know, the next chapter obviously comes early fall with the new football season under Tom Allen and the 50th year for Fish. And, you know, it's just an honor for me to, over these decades, have been associated with not only Fish and football and basketball, but, you know, the athletic teams, the good, the bad, and the ugly spread out over 40 years. But, you know, we're not going to fool anybody, Glass, as you well know. You took over for me 1 year after my unfortunate accident. And, you know, first of all, I'm alive. Second of all, I'm not a paraplegic, and I thank my doctors for that. But we're not going to fool anybody at 74 and getting a little bit older. You know, there was a time to find a time to, you know, ease up a little bit. And, although this means a lot to Fish, although he kind of poo-poos it right now, he'll understand, as I did when I celebrated my 50th year, you know, in local sports here on the airwaves. It'll become special, and it'll hit him at a certain time. And it kind of, hit me too as well. I knew my 40th year was coming up, and it was just time to ease back a little bit. And you know, I was given the opportunity to do something that I haven't done. You have done it, but I haven't done it, and that's host the call-in show with Ken Bykoff, and I'm certainly looking forward to that, looking forward to the 2022 football season as Tom wants to build and bring Indiana back up, if you will, in that regard after the unfortunate season last year. But we put it ahead, focused in, got a new job, so to speak, and to be in the booth with Fish in his 50th year for that night game against Illinois, you don't know how it really means. It means the world to me, my man.
Well, that's fantastic news, Joe. And the other thing that I'll point out that you didn't, not getting home at 2 in the morning, not having to wait on chartered planes that may or may not work, all those things that everybody else takes for granted, I don't think that gets any easier with age, does it?
Well, you know, even after I got back, after you took over that season of 2018, you know, I was still walking with a cane and still under rehab. I had another intensive rehab earlier today, and the spine is a problem. It's a disability now, and we're not going to fool anybody. As my neurosurgeon, Todd Eads, told me, if you can maintain right now what you've been able to maintain, then grin and bear it and move forward. And you know, that mentally is what I'm kind of dealing with right now and have been here over the last 4 weeks. I've got a ton of vacation time. I don't know if listeners knew that.
Yeah, but, we've let them know, buddy.
A great amount of vacation time. And, you know, it was just time for me to have Joe time and to – get back and get in as many rehabs as I can and try to, you know, find some quality of life, trying to, you know, walk. Not that I'm going to go jogging, I can't, but walking and standing, that seems to be a problem right now with balance and what have you, and try to, you know, get some kind of sustainability within, you know, what is going on, because arthritis is entering into the picture, and, you know, we've ruled out any further surgery at my age because things could go bad the other way, and I don't want that to happen. So, you know, all of that said, it had a profound effect. Getting home, even in football, finding your bag off of the bus, coming back at, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock. We had some trips where this past year we got back at 3:30 in the morning, and it just took a lot out of me. And it was just kind of time. And, you know, I knew ahead what was ahead for me, and that was my 40th year, and what was ahead for Fish. So I thought it was time to just, you know, as I say, grab this opportunity that IU Athletics has given me, Scott Dolson, Jeff Keg, and the crew in football, and to run with it. Been getting a lot of comments here since the story came out. Tom Allen was the first, an amazing career. I've got the utmost respect for that that man and what he stands for, and I think that we'll see and improve, obviously, on the quality of what we'll see with a lot of new faces, obviously, and I'm talking football players as well as staff members and how we all mesh together. You know, I go back and, you know, we celebrate, unfortunately, the death of Bill Mallory during this May week after his fall and the subsequent death, and we all miss that man just beyond, you know, words, beyond words. And this is always a kind of a time for me where I reflect and think back to my accident that could have killed me, that didn't. The Lord gave me another chance. But, you know, that being said, you know, Bill said, you know, 38 years ago, I learned this class, you know, there's no I in team. And Indiana starts with an I, but, you know, we always took that I and tried to enhance it into the broadcast for decades. And I think we accomplished that, enhancing what we wanted to do, regardless of the outcome on the field or on the hardwood. We try to do our jobs the best to our ability. And I think that we've been able to a great deal of success, including national championships in basketball and all of the bowl games, 6 bowls in 9 years that Bill gave us when he was head coach, and Tom Allen getting us back into the bowl situation and what have you. And you know, you kind of sit and put things in perspective, and it means so much to me that all of this being said, that, you know, we have the opportunity, as I say, I've used that a couple of times, but that's what it means to me to hang around, do what I can. I've always been a team player, and, you know, Fish gave me the opportunity to you know, hop on board with the network in 83. But well before that, the late Don Luft was keeping stats when Fish first started in 1973, and then he retired out of that job, and I moved in there keeping stats. Heck, I remember Fish would always give me, you know, I worked for free, but he always gave me that extra ticket because Fish always engineered his own, set up his own stuff and went about doing that and then broadcasting the game. And I started keeping stats back his first year. So, you know, I can remember the time, you know, in St. Louis and the first national championship run that Coach Bob made with us. And you know, I just have nothing but, you know, fond memories to remember. And that's you know, there's a lot there to digest. But I've been trying to do that. And don't want to continue to rag on here. But, boy, it's you know, we did a lot. We've done a lot.
Well, it's 40 years. It's 40 years, not 4 months, for crying out loud. Yeah, 1998, Sportscaster of the Year in Indiana. 2003, the Indiana Sports Writers and Sportscasters Hall of Fame. And 2021, the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. The Orwig Award Medal as well, plus the one we have on our Facebook cover page, the Bicentennial Medal. So, yes, yes, you've earned every ounce of it. Now, I'm going to be selfish for a minute because I know our listeners are saying, Glass, is Joe going to be with us on the airwaves moving forward? And your simple answer to that is?
Y-E-S, yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, there's no quit. You know, I hope to have as many years as I can. Sarkis Tarzian has been so awfully good to me and my family during the downtime, during my accident, in the rehab, still are. And, you know, that I will never, ever forget. And there's still a lot to cover. We have high school football and basketball that we do. You know, you're part of our team at One City Center, along with Terry Stoltz and Dave Novak. And I think we've put, over the years, a quality product on the air, you know, for a long time. And that will never change. My approach to the high school kids, the student athletes in all of the sports, and all of the connections I've made, not only collegiately with our coaching staff and fraternity at IU, but the many, many coaches spread out in both the boys and girls high school sports at all three of our Monroe County high schools. That will continue. You can put that and mark that and etch it in limestone.
Outstanding. Joe Smith obviously needs no introduction. And just for our listeners, Joe, I know when you're coming back. Why don't you tell everybody your plans here for the next few weeks so they'll know when to tune in?
Well, we will be honoring our student-athletes that will move in, our six student-athletes in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. We'll have our presentation and a salute on Monday, June the 6th. I'll be back on the air with my reports on Tuesday, June the 7th, and we will have that list given to you here over the course of the next few weeks. But two from each high school, $1,000 scholarship for not only what they accomplished throughout their brilliant careers, but what they've accomplished in the classroom. And that's the whole mention. That is why we do it, as part of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. By the way, we have a new website, and you can go to that. It's the same call letter, so to speak. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but you've given it out enough. And it will be June the 6th at David Hayes's place. Comprehensive Financial Consultants, who've been awfully good to us, Dave now being the president of the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, and looking for a big night on Monday the 6th at Comprehensive Financial Consultants.
Well, and while we're on that topic, Joe, the induction of the 2022 class will happen in July, and you can find all of that information, MonroeCountySHOF.org, Monroe County SHOF, Sports Hall of Fame, .org. So you can buy tickets, sponsorships, all that. What's your golf outing? The golf outing's coming up, too, in June, right? Do I have that right?
Got that. You know, yeah, we kind of put that off last year because, if you'll remember, I was one of the lucky ones to, as you mentioned earlier, Glass, be inducted into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. But it came in August and not in July. So We're back now with our usual date, and that is coming up at the convention center. I believe the date is the 13th, and I'll tell you that.
I've got it right in front of me here. Yeah, it's awards banquet
on my calendar,
July 15th, 2022.
Yep.
And before we get to that, you're going to raise some money. The Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Scramble at Cascades Golf Course coming up on June 23rd. It's at 1 o'clock, a shotgun start, obviously. Four-person teams, $300 for a team. Get a hold of our great friend Lance Ringler. You can do that on Twitter. His email, lringler@att.net. lringler@att.net. And when we get into the month of June, we will give you more reminders. But all this information you can find, MonroeCountySHOF.org. Now, I get one selfish question. Big Show Friday. We're gonna get back on that in June for a little bit?
Yeah, we'll get it for a little bit.
Well, I know you got 100 days to get over, 100 vacation days there to go. I get you. I get all that part, but we got to get a Big Show Friday in here before we get to 4th of July.
We do that June 10th, 17th, and 24th. How's that sound?
Now we're getting somewhere. I like the sound of it all. I wanted you to come on today to have your voice heard to our listeners. We are not in a TV, YouTube, Reels, or whatever else. We are an audio medium. And for you to tell your story to the people who have supported you for over 50 years in this community, yep, and their offsprings and families and friends and everybody else, I could read the press release. That wouldn't have done it justice. It had to come from your voice, my friend, and that's why we wanted you on today. And we miss you, and we are excited for your new challenges ahead, and I can't wait to have you over here back on the Big Show Friday and playing your reports every week. Great news. Great to hear from you. And, hey, get working out. Keep working out. You're going to have a busy fall, so yep, Let's get in that gym and pump, yep, a little iron. How about Justin Thomas? Let's talk about Justin Thomas for a minute, Smitty.
Justin Thomas, one of Glass's favorite golfers, and what a comeback he made, obviously. And I picked the wrong, number one, two, and three didn't do much, but, Justin did, and he may win again this week at Charles Schwab, so who knows. But, yeah, I know he's one of your favorite golfers, but you'll be coming forth with a new list here soon for another tournament.
And Justin Thomas will not be on it because I'll be picking last, so I'll have to get a little creative this week, which is fine for me. Colonial Country Club, the Charles Schwab Challenge, yeah, the week after the big PGA Championship. So great. We'll have you back in June. That's exciting. It's exciting to hear that you are pumping the iron at the Iron Pit and getting fit for what's going to be for you a very busy fall, as always. Sage Karam is the pick for the Indianapolis 500. You get a nice price on Sage, won't you?
Well, I haven't looked at the odds.
He's deep.
He'll be tinkering from five on up. I mean, you mentioned Scott Dixon. What do you say? But, the thing about Dixon and the poll, it has not been good to Scott Dixon when he has sat in that one spot. He's had some doggone tough breaks down through the years, but high quality. I mean, what do you say about him? But,
we'll go
with Sage.
I like it. I like it. You got to have.
I kind of like that first name anyway. A Sage.
Oh, it's a Sage selection. We know that for sure. Awesome. Thanks for your time. Thanks for the update. I know our listeners really appreciate it just as much as I do. And we can't wait to have you back in the studio. And we can't wait to hear your reports on Tuesday. And again, getting back into great health too. That'll just put a cherry on top of the cake. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Well, you're a hell of a professional. Thanks for keeping things together as you always do. And don't know what I'd do without you and Terry and Dave as far as the sports reporting end of it at One City Center. And, it was just great talking to you today, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Those are very kind words and very, very appreciated. Your friend Sage Karam will start inside of row 8 and have a little traffic in front of him. His 4-lap average, 230. 464, so plenty of race car to be a factor in this. Let's see, 1949, our first race here on WGCL. Smitty, our pre-race coverage, I know you'll be listening, 11 a.m. Sunday morning, and those green flags will fly at 16th in Georgetown about noon, if it all goes according to Hoyle. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Phone lines are always open. Ring me up anytime you get bored, and we'll see you back on Big Show Friday the 10th.
All righty, my friend. Looking forward to it, Glass.